8th is Aid and Abet Punsters Day. I love puns. In fact, I once did a theatrical performance about puns. It was a play on words. Don't worry, I won't punish you anymore. Have a happy Aid and Abet Punsters Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four. Stand by for news.
I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump blasting Democrats' plans to hold open hearings next week in the impeachment investigation.
For the most part, I never even heard of these people. I have no idea who they are. They're some very fine people. You have some never-Trumpers.
Democrats believe military aid to Ukraine was withheld until its new leader agreed to investigate the president's rivals. Facebook says it's deleting posts with the name of the person conservatives believe is the whistleblower who triggered the impeachment inquiry. The company saying today that mention of the potential whistleblower's name violates its policy, which prohibits material that could out a witness, informant, or activist. Stocks end the day higher despite investor concerns over President Trump's comments that he hasn't agreed to roll back tariffs on China. The Dow up 6 points, the S&P gaining 8, with the NASDAQ 41 points higher at the closing bell. America is listening to Fox News.
Fascism.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at a couple of minutes past 4 o'clock on All Request Friday. Greg, Rosie, Eddie, and Seth here to talk to you. We've been discussing some pretty serious stuff. And I got to admit, I'm a little bit, I'm not tired, but this morning, you know, when you're trying to make something just right for somebody that means so much to you, as in the case of Rich Thomas's birthday, and I mean, believe me, it's energizing because, you know, I'm running meatloafs and white shirts and bow ties into the house, trying to prep for the morning show, get all the audio uploaded, organize everything so we can do the regular bits and stuff, Duncan and some predict-a-thon, yada, yada, yada. And and it was great. And Rich sent a text today just thanking me and Jay. It was just wonderful, yada, yada. And that's great, but it kind of kicked my butt a little bit, too. But worth...
Next time, feel free to contract that out, Greg.
Anything for the... Adorable. Rich Thomas. And here's Jared, our first caller in the 4 to 5 hour. Hey, Jared.
Hey, Greg. Hey, everybody. How are y'all doing?
Hey, good.
You know, how are you? Enough about us.
I'm doing excellent. You know, it's not raining, so that's a great thing.
This is
but,
true.
But I have an incredible request. I have my millennial of a girlfriend who happens to love Disney, and I tell her all the time I'd rather spend money traveling to see the world instead of going to Disney World. So I think that gives you a clue as to what I would like to hear.
I want
the millennial Disney song.
Oh, hold on. I want to make sure it's in. If it's not, I will find it.
Yes,
because
I need to dedicate
let me just,
it to
let me just read some of the millennial bits I have, okay?
They're all great.
I have Millennial Army Drill, Millennial Centrum, Millennial International PSA. I have a dozen millennial moments, Millennial Farm, the We Didn't Start the Fire, We're Sorry, We Suck and We Know It, Millennial's Guide for Employers, Workplace Tutorial for Millennials, But I don't.
It has to be the Disney bit.
All right, now hang
on. He is a Disney fanatic.
I am not going
to. She's riding in the car with me, so I need to see her reaction as we listen to it together.
All right, now, but what's her name? What's her name?
Her name is Carly.
Carly. That's a great name.
Soon to be single Carly.
No.
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 I'm kidding.
Jared's a great guy, I can tell just by listening to him.
Sorry, I'm just joking.
He's a keeper, Carly.
I agree. I've got the radio turned down right now, so we'll listen back on the replay, and hopefully she'll be able to catch all your incredible compliments.
All right. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks so much. Y'all have a good one.
You too, bud.
Thanks, Jared.
Thank you.
Let's see. You know, and we need to keep Trump in office because we need the economy to stay strong so you can spoil the bejeebers out of that young lady. All right. I did a search. Disney Millennials. I don't think it's on that site, so I got to go to the other one. Tell you what, I'm kind of... It'll take me a minute to find this. So while I'm looking for it, why don't we play one of the other millennial bits?
Okay.
Ooh. Let me pick out a good one. You guys help me decide here.
Anything with Barney.
We have the Millennial Army Drill. You know, I don't know that there is not a Barney millennial bit. Let me check that out.
There's got to be.
Joey might have deleted
them all. The fire.
No, there's a Barney middle class. I don't have Barney and millennials. But let's see what the Millennial Army Drill is.
You're a bunch of whiny punks.
Can we go back to our bunks?
I am yelling and you're scared.
Makes us stain our underwear.
Boot camp's no place to have fun.
But we are afraid of guns.
You faint at the sight of blood.
Drill sergeant, how about a hug?
I'll make you as tough as rock.
Why can't we just sit and talk?
All right, men, it doesn't seem like I'm getting anywhere with you. So, everyone go grab your blankies, and we'll do story time again.
Yay!
All right, what's this?
Now open, Mary Poppins Returns. Michael and Jane Banks are all grown up and still need their nanny. A relatable movie for all millennials. Mary Poppins Returns, now open.
All right, I have not found... I'm like you two. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. But I'm not giving up.
Don't give up.
I'm not giving up. Let's see. We're looking for original comedy, right? Uh-huh. Here, listen to this message from Rusty.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431, Ernest Financial, LLC.
I'm still looking, so listen to this message from Bo Goodson.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
All right. I've had a little more luck here. Let's see if this is what we need.
Has any kids but still goes to Disney? M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L-S. You should go to Vegas, not vacation with Mickey.
Oh.
M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L-S. Millennial.
Get a life.
Millennial.
Go to Spain.
Disney's a place for children who are five.
Five, five, five.
Come back when you've got some kids and have a family.
Yeah. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L-S.
I think that was it.
That had to be it.
Jared, if that was it, please call and confirm, and I'll make sure that gets back in the system so it's ready anytime you need to hear it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is, and I know that I guess they're just dating, but Jared, based on what we know about you, you need to make babies.
Many.
So get to work.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Duh.
It's Friday. It's okay. But you look good.
Well, I have... I'm going to go to this Inquirer story because...
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, we have chilling news. How chilling is it?
It's nippy out. I mean nippy out.
Oh, it's more chilling than that.
I'm freezing my baguettes off.
All right, that's chilly enough for me. Chilling details of President John F. Kennedy's assassination were buried with his body, and newly released documents obtained by the National Enquirer prove he was killed by a five-man hit squad. According to the official Warren Report, which is a pile of crap, mandated by the deep state, JFK was hit by two of three bullets, all fired by lone assassin Lee Harvey Oswald from the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository on November 22, 1963, but a secret autopsy performed by a CIA medical team concluded Kennedy was struck by seven slugs, and a top expert believes the truth was covered up 56 years ago to protect the hit's mastermind, Vice President Lyndon Brainless Johnson. LBJ has been in hushed tones. I mean, David Blackman, I believe our Texas blogger buddy, has inferred a Johnson connection. And you look what happened. You know, Oliver Stone's movie was a little whacked in places, and it does portray things that didn't actually happen, like that long conversation with a deep state guy played by Donald Sutherland. Mm-hmm. And that did not happen with, what's his name, Garrison, the one guy who tried to look into it and was rebuffed, threatened. I mean, they found that his offices were bugged by the FBI, the CIA. This deep state stuff, this is not something that came along when Donald Trump was elected. It's been there forever. It's the deep state. After Nixon won 49 states, think about that. That's how weak the Democratic candidate was in 1972. And let's learn from history, folks. 49 states Nixon took. The economy, how many times have you heard us say, or Brett McDonald say, it's the best it's been in 50 years. Well, guess who was president then? You may not have liked him. He may not have been a dazzling personality, but he did a lot of things right. Yet history, which is largely written by liberals, has demonized him as the worst president ever. When in fact, one reason why we're even cutting a deal with China on trade is because he opened that door. So the deep state said, well, we can't have four more years of him. So they came up with the Watergate burglary and turned that into, you know, this, like he had gone out and shot people in the street. Got to get rid of him. And he exited.
Now, back then, Greg, were you...
They'll do that to Trump. If Trump won 49 states next year, they'll do it to him and try and have... Look what they're doing now. They're not, they don't even want him to get to a second term.
When you were back then, was there the amount of divisiveness that we have now, where half the people were saying get him out and the other half saying let him in?
Okay. I did not want to see him removed from office because of the alternatives. I mean, he beat George McGovern,
right,
who was who would fit in with today's liberal as a just out there, you know, space cadet. So, again, this is a story that will never go away, even though we're now talking 56 years. JFK, there is a former CIA guy who did a series of specials very recently on Newsmax. You should look it up. Who himself concluded after doing extensive ballistic tests, and they show you all this stuff. But what he was able to create was a Cuban connection. We all know that the mafia guy, was it Marcello? He was in New Orleans. Then you had Traficante in Florida. They all got kicked out of Cuba. They wanted Castro out because he took away their businesses. And when JFK did not support, or at least provide proper support for the Bay of Pigs event, they all turned on him. And then JFK fired the head of the CIA, Ellen Dulles. All of that's deep state. All of that's deep state. The guy that was deep throat in Nixon's Watergate was Mark Felt, a FBI guy who was passed over by Nixon for J. Edgar Hoover's job when Hoover died in 71 or 72. These are real things, and we are in a position now to prevent this from happening to our current president. They're trying. They are trying, but we cannot let this happen. The country's in great shape. We're not involved in wasteful wars and getting people killed. He's pulled us out of those places. And every time he does something, the media goes to every length to paint this false picture, like we abandoned the Kurds. No, we didn't. And most people in this country wouldn't know a Kurd from a turd. We abandoned the Kurds. That's the talking point, so let's just beat it to death. Spend more time beating your instead of rehashing mainstream media talking points, Duke.
Hey, brother. How are you?
Duke, how you doing, bud?
I'm okay. Hey, Eddie, I appreciate you selling that house on Bennett.
Hey, no problem. That was my pleasure.
I was going to give you what I told you, but after I had to come up with the closing.
I talked to your son-in-law about that. We're all good.
Okay. Everything good? Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm a word of my man, like a hawk show toast. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't mean to change the subject, but I got off at Jackson Hospital exit today, and the people were down at the bottom of the exit, and I think we've emboldened them quite a bit because they're hanging their sheets and their clothes on the fence.
I saw that yesterday.
Up under the interstate.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's just amazing.
Because we did not pass that ordinance.
Yeah. And I think it's got them, I think it's like, you know.
That was my first thought when I got a guy putting his hands on my window at the Eastern Boulevard exit on southbound 85. Yep. Well, we're and back in business.
And I saw the newspaper said Jesus was a, what was it? Jesus
Socialist.
Was a, whatever it was on the front page of the paper. Jesus was a, what was it? Anyway, I don't know if y'all saw it. But
Socialist!
It's just unbelievable. But anyway.
None of the people that say that would know Jesus if they were in an elevator with the man, but they know he was a socialist. They're all full of crap. Full of crap.
He said, if you don't work, you don't eat.
Thank you.
Yep.
And what's
yep.
wrong with that?
Nothing.
Well, I'm listening to the show. Hey, can you play One Eye, One Eye Love?
Yes, I will.
Whenever you get a chance.
Probably about four.
It was good to,
probably
it was good to see you.
Okay. Thank all you, right. Duke.
I think the inbound audio on his phone is not working properly. Here is Ritz.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
Hey, you know, a lot of people weren't alive back then, but I remember vividly what we ended up with eventually, and that was somebody out of nowhere named Jimmy Carter, who absolutely ruined our economy.
He was the white Obama. Yeah, except with a southern drawl. Jack off.
Yeah.
the worst president in the last 100 years.
Pardon me, Rosie.
Dumber than a red brick. He was on a nuclear submarine. He didn't even know how to pronounce nuclear.
Right. Yeah, that's
he pronounced it nuclear.
He is the equivalent of this son of a this guy Vindman, who doesn't even wear a uniform to work, but puts it on when he's in the focal point of this impeachment garbage. It's a bunch of crap,
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, sorry to bring up bad memories, but I just wanted to remind people how bad it could get, because I lived it.
Yeah, so did I.
Gas line.
The late 70s, probably the worst half decade of my entire life in terms of advancing my career and opportunity. When Ronald Reagan took office, my career went... I mean...
Wrong
way.
You
got to go down before you go up.
Hey.
Ritz, thanks for the call.
All right, buddy.
Take care. It's 4:22. We have talked through the roll call.
No, we have not.
Yeah,
no,
we have.
We
but no, we're... We're going to be running like 50 minutes of spots. We want to break it up a little bit.
That was good, Rose.
We haven't even gotten to the news or the traffic yet. And Rich's forecast, which has all got to happen like now. By the way, MrElectric.com or call 245-1566 for the best upfront pricing, master certified electricians. They show up at a specific time. They clean any debris. And all you are left with is the great result you called to get by phoning 245-1566 for Mr. Electric.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. There's no doubt about it, they have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture anywhere in the River Region. I stopped by and I checked it out myself. You're going to love the rustic style of furniture, especially the ones with the sliding barn doors. Hey, if you're looking for the rustic look in entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, you're going to find it at the Depot. The Depot also has a wide variety of rustic decorative accent items. Oh, and check out those metal wall signs like the ones that say Lake House, Farmhouse, Beach House, plus Roll Tide and War Eagle, too. Listen, if you're looking for rustic furniture, then it's the Depot Furniture Gallery. They're inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, and Arab. More locations coming soon. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
SQ with Alabama News Network. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama announces it's loaning the world's first hydrogen fuel cell SUV, the Hyundai Nexo, to the governor and city of Montgomery. They will be testing them out for an evaluation period. The purpose is to determine the feasibility of clean hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. Ibrahim Yazid, the man wanted in connection with the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard, is now in police custody. Anaya is still missing. She was last seen in Auburn on October 23rd. Her damaged car was found at a Montgomery apartment complex. After searching the car, police believe she is the victim of foul play. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The holiday season is just around the corner and the Salvation Army is in desperate need of bell ringers. This year, the Salvation Army is offering an opportunity for people to get paid for ringing the bell. If you're interested, call the Salvation Army at 265-0281. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 at ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Hi, everybody. Definite change of reality. Much cooler air in place out there. Clouds will give way to gradual clearing later. A colder night. Overnight low temperature around 36. A frosty start first thing tomorrow morning, right around dawn. Tomorrow, Plenty of sunshine, not as windy. High temperature around 61 tomorrow. Should be a great day. Low tomorrow night in the upper 30s again. A little warmer Sunday afternoon. High in the upper 60s. Near 70 on Veterans Day. Dry during the day, but showers Monday night. Then into early Tuesday, the rain ends. It turns drastically colder as Arctic air moves into the area. The coldest air by far of the season. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Well, the Heartburn Highway is earning its name today. They are still working an accident, Taylor and Vaughn Road. And it is very busy on Taylor Road from Vaughn all the way up past East Chase I-85 all the way over to the Atlanta Highway. Atlanta Highway very busy. The Boulevard busy from the Atlanta Highway all around past I-85 to Troy Highway. Busy on down to 331. Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge, doing a lot of business as well as I-65 and 85. Drive carefully this afternoon and keep it here for more traffic updates. Premier Place Shopping Center has everything for the holidays. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? The Vance Law Firm doesn't get paid until you get paid. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Jay Quello wants to know if there's anything going on northbound 85.
Jay Quello. It's Jay Quello next.
Oh, so I guess he's stuck in traffic. We need to find out. If you know, call us.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
What is wrong with you?
You sure is ugly.
It's too low to see.
I'm beginning to sober up and you're scaring me.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
So much crap, they had to start a second pile.
Nothing from nothing leave nothing.
That is great radio.
And I'm not
Roy!
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
You dumbbell.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
I just want to tell you both, good luck.
I came from Alabama to see some naked people.
When did you discover that you were so beautiful?
I think that that's pretty perverted.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Sometimes you have to slap them in the face just to get their attention.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Loan me $50.
You gotta have some.
Oh, you're dead.
If you wanna be with me.
I'm begging you.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You're listening to the radio.
Nippy out.
I mean Nippy
out.
Going to
your mouth.
Yeah.
Squaw.
None of your business.
Gotta have something.
Well, I missed by one. I'm one obvious key.
You're listening to the radio.
It was a mistake. So we got to
deduct
points for that. You can't have somebody singing while a song is playing. Wrong. Bad radio. Bad hawk show toast. Horrible.
It wasn't
but there's a perfectly logical explanation for it.
I suck at this job.
Yeah.
It wasn't your worst. It was pretty darn good, I thought.
The best was Monday.
Yeah, Monday was good.
Yes.
But it takes a little skill.
9.899.
Ooh. Well, I'm saying it wasn't bad.
I know when we started, I mentioned Jay Quellen wanted to know what's going on in northbound 85.
Okay.
Oh, I got a 967 from James Gillespie.
There you go.
And he is one of our authorized judges. 97 from Chris Cleghorn. Thank
See?
You, Chris. Ashley sends a note saying, I was at a state purchasing conference today, and damn, if so many people know you. It was awesome.
Isn't that good?
They just don't call. That's all. They just don't call, which is fine.
You're a little intimidating.
How?
I don't know. You just are.
I'm telling you, Greg, I meet your fans all the time.
Yes.
And I don't know if they scared to call or, you know, they got a job like normal people. And a lot of places you can't, hey, boss, give me 10 minutes to call Greg, see what's going on in his world on the radio. You know, not everybody's got a boss like mine that lets them do that.
A second note from Jay Quellen. They have passed the slowdown. That's often, especially on Fridays, on long weekends.
Yep.
Everything is closed. Well, I mean, retail's open, but, you know, all government is shut down on Monday for Veterans Day. So she has cleared that that mess.
If she's heading north.
I wonder if she'll deploy the exploding tickle bomb that I taught at Baumhauer's.
That was so cute.
Were you there when I did that?
Yeah.
Very effective. And then claw machine. There's a whole bunch of things that, dad things that you can do to behavior. I mean, I'll tell you what, if I was riding with Janelle today and I made a fist with my thumb up and struck it as if to light a hand grenade, she would cap her finger over the top and put it out.
What's the claw machine one?
When she was little, I always had a couple of rolls of quarters in the car or someplace close by because she loved to. We went to restaurants. The last Lums in America was right near the area where she trained as an equestrian. So we would go there for wings, hot wings and French fries after riding and grooming Slick, her horse. And they had a claw machine, and she used to love to play that thing. And she was pretty good. I remember one night, oh my God, what a scene. She captured three creatures out of that thing, and there was a little kid at the next table who's watching her collect all these stuffed animals, and the kid was going nuts, screaming, no, you can't have. And I felt bad, and Janelle felt bad, so she went and gave the kid one of her prizes.
That's nice.
She's Aww. So sweet.
And I said, here's some quarters, go ahead. And everything was, it calmed the kid down. We were able to eat in peace. It worked.
That's awesome.
And he had cool things. My dad's thing was pull my finger.
The way the claw machine, you got to have a ticklish kid. So the way the claw machine worked is you take your right arm, the one you're not driving the car with, and you make a, like a claw, and you move your arm like you would move the arm in a claw machine. And of course, it could always come down on a kneecap. And you know, you got to have a ticklish kid to be able to get away with that. Of course, we're talking when she was a kid, not when she was 18 years old.
Right.
Claw machine, we did not play that game when she was a teenager, okay? Because some people are out there thinking...
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
Did we just hear from you a few minutes ago? I thought we did. So that, by the way, for all practical purposes, I won't name any names. I know a few people that work for the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company that are taking advantage of the long weekend because they shot the hell out of here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So that would explain outbound traffic.
And some people are heading up to Tuscaloosa early.
Yep.
That's yes.
That's exactly right.
Did we ever figure out where the president is coming in at? Is he coming through here?
I had an air traffic controller who said he would let me know, but I've had so much activity on Facebook messaging that I don't know. Excuse me.
I give that about a 7.
I got a 995 from Karen. Gave me a solid 10. Karen, that means I have to resign.
No.
Who said he would update me, and I still don't know if anybody does know where the president will be. I'm sure Air Force One, they got to have an airfield big enough to accommodate that.
Probably Maxwell.
I was thinking, Why not, Max? That would be awesome just to see Air Force One fly over the city.
Oh, that'd be great.
So if anybody knows that top secret information, let us know. And I promise I will keep it to myself.
I may not be releasing it for just that reason.
Everybody knows, but
the president has said, hey, this Budell in Montgomery, he's going to spill the beans.
Just because we have a radio show that averages about 50,000 listeners a week is no reason to think that I can't be trusted. Well, I am in the business of spreading news,
yes,
so to speak. Wait a minute. This could be it. Hi there. You're on
hey,
the radio.
Greg, you wanted... Hello?
Yes.
You wanted to know where the president was landing.
Yes.
They are going to be landing in Tuscaloosa because there is a TFR in effect on Saturday for that complete area. Temporary flight restriction.
Oh.
As a pilot, I get those things.
Yep.
Cool. Oh,
so they're going into Tuscaloosa.
That's awesome.
So they, if they were landing in Montgomery, the TERFA would be over Montgomery and not Tuscaloosa. So it's big enough. Tuscaloosa's big enough.
I'm glad to know that. I really appreciate the information.
Not a problem. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, pilot.
Thank you very much. I was curious.
You know what I should have asked him to do, just for fun?
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
That would have been fun.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
He was listening.
I have never seen... I've seen Air Force One on the ground, but I've never seen it airborne. That would have been Bill Clinton brought it to West Palm Beach. That was such a weird... It's a lame-ass story. Oh, I don't have time.
Yes, come on. Oh, Greg.
No, just benchmark me. We'll come back to it.
Right. Sweet.
Okay. I'm holding my finger.
Remind me to tell you about John... What was his name? Pigman something. I can't remember.
Pigman face?
Well, he was the only news director I ever had with a speech impediment.
Oh, sweet.
438 Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. A lot of you, if you haven't used your heater, your furnace, so far this season, you will be next week because the temperature is going to go down into the 20s. Unless you're a really hardy person, you'll be now, when you turn it on, if your house fills with an unpleasant smell, that's a cue to call Clark's at 277-2125. Get yourself a membership. Get the benefit, the financial benefit of two annual tune-ups. Because when they clean the system, it collects dust. That's basically what that smell is, heated dust. And it takes a while to get rid of that. On top of that, that dust can become something that makes your system work inefficiently. And that means higher electric costs. So this is truly an investment that pays you back with, A, peace of mind, because you know that anytime something goes wrong, you can call them. They're out on the way giving you that urgent care service. And B, making sure your system is tuned and avoiding the kind of situations that can lead to full systemic replacement. And nobody wants to pick up that tab. So call them, 277-2125, for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and some pretty amazing people. Call Clark's or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004 at 440.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road. Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Riverside Chevrolet on US 231 in Wetumpka for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Before we hit the traffic dungeon, it's All Request Friday at 272-9228 with Greg, Rosie, Eddie Bader, and Seth Spotlow. And we have a request pending for One I'd Love. That's coming up. And substitute teacher?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's visit with Skipper.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still showing that they're working that accident at Taylor Road and Vaughn. Hopefully they got it out of the way by now, but Taylor Road is still very busy all the way from Vaughn up to I-85. Atlanta Highway doing a lot of business from downtown outbound, 231 to Wetumpka, busy. Eastern Boulevard, Troy Highway, all the way past Baptist over to 331. A lot of cars there. Interstate 65 and 85 is moving, but boy, they are dumping onto it. There's a little bit of a lag on 85 getting onto 65 northbound. Use caution, drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated. We have no new accidents to tell you about at this time. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to 33 Main Street. Hurricane damage on roadways. Major flooding.
When minutes matter and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Cartridge World. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Ibrahim Yazid, the man wanted in connection with the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard, is now in police custody. Anaya is still missing. She was last seen in Auburn on October 23rd. Her damaged car was found at a Montgomery apartment complex. After searching the car, police believe she is the victim of foul play. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama announces it's loaning the world's first hydrogen fuel cell SUV, the Hyundai Nexo, to the governor and city of Montgomery. They will be testing them out for an evaluation period. The purpose is to determine the feasibility of clean hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. The holiday season is just around the corner, and the Salvation Army is in desperate need of bell ringers. This year, the Salvation Army is offering an opportunity for people to get paid for ringing the bell. If you're interested, call the Salvation Army at 265-0281. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 at ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Definite change of reality. Much cooler air in place out there. Clouds will give way to gradual clearing later. A colder night. Overnight low temperature around 36. A frosty start first thing tomorrow morning right around dawn. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, not as windy. High temperature around 61 tomorrow. Should be a great day. Low tomorrow night in the upper 30s again. A little warmer Sunday afternoon. High in the upper 60s. Near 70 on Veterans Day. Dry during the day, but showers Monday night. Then into early Tuesday, the rain ends. It turns drastically colder as Arctic air moves into the area. The coldest air by far of the season. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Haywood Banks, the guy that gave us toast.
I got a gal with just one eye.
Yeah.
No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry on. If a vision isn't stereo. To me, she'll always be the tops. My sweet little cyclops. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. Now you might wonder what she's thinking. It looks like she's winking. In arguments I yell and cry. But you just can't see the other side. It's worse than it looks, says her mother. Cause she's blind in one eye, blonde in the other. Well, she's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. Now how it happened, she just won't spill. Was it Scissor Sprint or William Tell? Well, the eye got put out and was never found. Gone to take a look around. My Columbo cutie, pop pop pumpkin. Sammy Jr., Sandy Duncan. Oh, she's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love. She's the one I, one I, one I. She's the one I, one I love.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Happy Hour, bringing you songs of the season.
I'm Wicked Boogie King, making flavor whoppers. I'm a paper hat. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't bump and fight and hop at it. Really hurt bad and told your skin grabbed. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I'm Wicked Boogie King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun.
Such passion. We used to play that just before the ratings would come out because we always said, well, if the ratings suck, we'll be working at Burger King using our announcer skills to find out what you wanted on that Whopper. And one day I walked in to my studio, and it turns out that Mommy the Swami had gone to a local Burger King, gotten me one of their cardboard crown hats.
Oh, yeah.
And a job application.
Oh,
with a note that said, put up or shut up.
Ooh.
From the National Enquirer, famed pathologist says Epstein death wasn't suicide. I got so much reaction today on a thing I posted on my Facebook page. It's, you know, the product, I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. Well, same logo, but it says, I can't believe Epstein killed himself in the dairy case at your nearby grocer, which should be Food Outlet if you're really shopping smartly. By the way, boneless chicken breasts, $1.18 a pound.
Wow.
Through Tuesday.
That's a good deal.
That, I mean, that's just the start. Every day, you're going to save a lot of money there every week. I'm just trying to convince you to give up whatever it is you find so amazing about a chain grocery store that's charging you retail. So that little thing has gotten 178 reactions and 70 shares, which is pretty impressive.
Pretty good.
My tribute to Rich today. He's gotten almost 300 reactions, 131 comments.
That's a great picture.
It is a great picture.
I will never forget that day. You can tell I am laughing my ass off during this oath to become digital rain gauge boy.
Is that what that is?
That's a swearing
in ceremony. Wow, what's under the 5-gallon bucket?
That's the rain gauge.
Oh, cool.
On its Tony the Handyman built me a stand for it and installed it and set it up.
Awesome.
Yes. I'm very fortunate. I have people that can do things that I can't. Let's see. Another meme featuring Clark Griswold saying, Rusty, those Christmas lights don't hang themselves. And Rusty says, neither did Jeffrey Epstein.
That's right.
I got 196 shares on that. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. And 319 reaction. Man.
You're going to be viral before you know it.
I went viral before viral was viral. And I love this one with Hillarita Clinton-ez, the White House janitor, who got a lot of reaction on that, 48 shares. That's pretty good. Yeah, but my favorite here is this. This is the kind of moms we grew up with. It's a two-part meme. The doctor comes out and says, Mrs. Jacobs, your son was in an accident, and I'm sorry, but he's, and she goes, no, he's wearing dirty underwear, and she's on the floor pounding it with her fist, saying, why? It kind of is reminiscent of,
why?
Was my son wearing dirty underwear? We got Fox Business here in a second. A quick reminder, if you find yourself starring in one of Skipper's traffic reports, you know the drill. If you've been in one, you know, it's so disheartening. First, you're grateful that you're okay. Anybody that was with you is okay. That's priority one, always. Then you take that walk around and you see your car for the first time after you've heard that god-awful crunching noise. And there it is. That beautiful vehicle you fell in love with, took a loan out to buy, looks like you could play the beer barrel polka on the front end. Mm-hmm. Well, take it to Montgomery Paint and Body, because the promise of good is new, maybe better is not just a cute little slogan. That's their mandate. That is the way they approach every single vehicle that comes into their shop at Shirley Lane and the Boulevard. 35 years, a lot of business in the early days from a local weather person.
Adorable.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got his own wing over there.
He admits it, but the outcome, the consistency of the outcome. A friend of mine had scraped up one of those parking lot cement blocks that's there for whatever reason, hold up a light pole. And when she came back to pick up her car, it was there, but she didn't recognize it because it never looked that good. That's what I'm talking about. Get more bang for your buck, pun intended, at Montgomery Paint and Body, MPB, on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane. Their number's 27 Rec with a W. We got Fox Business, Fox News, traffic. You won't hear from me for a while.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages notching fresh record highs and finishing the week with gains as investors await progress between the U.S. and China on trade. With the Dow rising 6 points, the Nasdaq up 41, S&P 500 up 8. And Disney having a magical day on Wall Street, its shares closing up 4%. After the media and entertainment giant reported upbeat third quarter results, David Dietz at Point View Wealth Management is encouraged about what's happening at Disney, especially in terms of programming.
Content, they're knocking it out of the park. The revenues blew everyone away because at the box office last summer, Toy Stories, etc., just doing so well, so they've got it all together.
Disney is launching its new streaming service, Disney Plus, on Tuesday. And shares of Zillow popping around 12% after the online real estate company reported better-than-expected third-quarter earnings driven by the company's move into house flipping. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy on I-65 and 85 this afternoon. If you're merging 85 to 65 northbound, there's a little bit of a lag there. It'll take a couple of minutes. 85 to 65 southbound is a fast merge. 65, both directions on to 85. Very heavy traffic. Be careful at the merge there. Boulevard, very busy all the way around the city. Atlanta Highway, busy outbound. Taylor Road is socked in. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time. You don't have to fight with your cat. You can keep her out of the cocktail weenies on the table before the guests get there this Thanksgiving by talking to the folks at Invisible Fence. They got an indoor system that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home, like your bowl of cocktail weenies. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on the beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. If you hadn't ever been here, y'all were easy to get to. You go to right I-65, take the North Boulevard exit, then take that first exit, that's Louisville Street. At the bottom of the ramp, turn right and turn right and turn right again. That's three times, follow to the end of the road. You'll find us sitting down here on the river. We're a family restaurant. We cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf. We fry it, we steam it, and we grill it. Y'all, we got some good old some shrimp from Argentina, kind of tastes like a lobster. Got those royal red shrimp out of the steamer. Got a good old ribeye, some amberjack, snapper, grouper on the grill. So I know you're getting hungry. We'll fix you something good to eat. Let's talk about good times on the river, because Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, we'll bring you another incredible blues show. This week out of Memphis, the Ghost Town Blues Band is back for a second engagement. We loved them the first time. Man, some fine instruments, some fine players, and good music. So check it out at CapitalOysterBar.com. You got a menu and a music menu, and you can see what's going on, so you can get down here soon and come hungry, because we're looking for you.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you curl up on the couch in a fetal position and cry at cheesy movies, even though you've seen them a thousand times and have all the lines memorized.
You and me. And also you with me. And you and I.
The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the tear-filled